goosebumps, bro.
Yeah, she's up too. I can do it.
And now, the starting lineup for the Plan B morning show.
Boo! You guys suck. You guys are like the Carson Wentz of morning shows.
Oh, God. No, not that bad. At least we can complete some passes. Man,
That would be annihilated. Khalil Mack would rip my head clean off my body. Anyway, good morning, everybody. 7:41. It is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. There's a good chance you've walked through a Specialite door and you've gone to a local restaurant, school, store, or plant. Specialite, right here in Southwest Michigan. Your topic for today, what sounds like good advice but isn't? All right, it rolls off the tongue well. You may think, that's pretty sound advice, but
about this one, Brock. Yeah. About this one, just do what you love. Just do what you love. Well, a lot of people aren't good at what they love.
Or was it if you do what you love, you won't work a day in your life. You probably won't get paid either. All right. That's what Well, look, I love sitting on the couch watching Netflix. I just can't get a paycheck. That's a good one. It sounds like good advice, but you know it's not. We got some great answers on Facebook. Gathright said, "Walk it off." Hey, just walk it off.
Walk it off.
My ankle bone is protruding out of my leg. I just walk it off.
Wild, man. Like I haven't gotten hurt, you know, recently, but the times I have in the past, as soon as I get hurt, like I get hit and I land on the ground, I immediately get up, start jogging around. As a kid, I used to and start crying and just start running. And then I'd make sure everything is good, like not broken, and then just drop like a sack of potatoes and start crying.
Yeah. Yeah. No, nowadays, you got to test out, make sure that you didn't completely ruin your body. You know, it's one of those where it's like, okay. It's all right.
Walk it off.
Is there any internal bleeding? Is that going through? No, I'm all right. All right. Hey, just walk it off. Hey, walk it off. You're fine. You're fine.
I'm going to lay here because it hurts.
I'm sore. Alex had a good one. What sounds like good advice but isn't? Just tell your wife how you feel.
Oh, boy. No, you shut up. You shut up and you sit there.
You bury it deep down inside. Just deep down in there and you just let it sit.
You pick a design in the carpet and you stare at it and don't say a damn word.
Yeah, yeah. You know, 9 times out of 10, most of the things that I get ornery about, it's not worth getting ornery about. You know, so I think it can be good advice if it's validated. But 9 times out of 10, most of my stuff isn't validated. You're just like,
Much like the customer's always right, your wife is always right. Just let it be.
Just let it be. You're fine.
Let it be.
You're fine. And you know what? You're gonna be happy. Let's see. Brian said, "What's good advice?" But it sounds like good advice, but isn't. He said, "Listen to this show one time." You know what, Brian? That's fair. Actually, that is just good advice.
That's pretty good advice.
I think that's good advice.
Just give it a shot.
Yeah, just give it a shot.
Come back to Brian like, what the hell? Why'd you make me do that?
Yeah, you bastard. You son of a bitch. Let's do one here. One more here before we take a break. What sounds like good advice but isn't? Rick, if you take the band-aid off real quick, it won't hurt. That is some BS. That is some BS advice that has been given to us.
Wrap it off.
You know, it's like a band-aid. Just tear it off. It's easier to go quick.
Is there an answer to that? Because it still hurts like hell when you pull it off slow.
Exactly. You pull it off slow, it hurts. You pull it off fast, it hurts. You know what I like to do? Here's some good advice. That's good advice. Just take a shower and just let the water get underneath there. And eventually it'll fall off and you won't even notice. You won't even notice.
Soggy band-aid in the bottom of your bathtub.
Yeah, you know what? They've been peddling that garbage to us since we were kids. Look, it's like a band-aid. You got to rip it off quick. No, I don't.
It hurts.
I'll leave it on there until eventually the oils in my skin knock the band-aid. I'm just leaving it on.
Especially some of them. It's like, God, was this like super glue make this thing?
There's nothing worse now. Like if I get a cut on like anything that's got hair, which I got hair all over the place. Man. Sucks. Just rip it off real quick. It's fine. It'll be fine. You got to rip like a band-aid. Just rip it off real quick. Oh, God.
You got a wax job over here.
Yeah. Yeah. If I get anything, any cuts or abrasions on my chest, forget about it. That band-aid staying on there till I die because I'm not taking that thing off. All right. Let's take a quick break. 925-WIRX, 925-9479. Comment on Facebook. What sounds like good advice but actually isn't? We'll have more when we come back. Stick around.
It rocks.
Good morning. 751 Brock Hunter.
Hey, how you doing, baby?
Anyway, it is time for your topic of the day, as always brought to you by Specialite Indicator and Benton Township. What sounds like good advice, but actually isn't?
I got a good one here for you.
Yeah.
Hey, Brock, you know, you should try everything at least once.
Everything, huh?
No. Everything, huh? A lot of things I don't want to try. I'll tell you that much.
Hey, you should try everything at least once, Hunter.
You might like it. Nah, I'm pretty sure. No, I'm not going to like it.
Or you're afraid that you'll like it, and then you got a whole new thing. You know, that's the other bad part. Like, hey, try everything once. I don't know if I want to try that, because if I do like it, am I that guy now? Is that going to be my thing? You know?
Probably a lot of things you shouldn't try.
Just once. Just try it just once. Don't be a pussy. Come on now. Come on. Just try it once. Come on. That's a good one. Sounds like good advice.
Thanks.
What is it? We got some more answers on Facebook here. What sounds like good advice but isn't? Aaron said, rub some dirt in it.
Yeah. Or spit on it.
Yeah.
There's more bacteria in your mouth than there is in that wound at the moment.
Rub some dirt on it. You'll be fine. All right. Thanks, Dad. Let's see. Randy said, what sounds like good advice, but it isn't. If she says it's not a big deal, then it's not a big deal. If she says go and have fun, go enjoy yourself.
Bad advice, huh?
That's how you end up on what's that channel your wife always watches with the murdery wives?
Oh, yeah, the ID channel.
ID channel.
Yeah.
That's how you end up on the ID channel right there.
Yep. You're going to be on the ID channel if you follow that advice.
I like Daniel. He had a good one. What sounds like good advice but isn't? Ask for forgiveness is much easier than asking for permission. I always go by the old adage, sin first, ask for forgiveness later.
I don't know if that's good advice.
It's really not good advice. Okay, now there's times where it's applicable, but let's be honest, though. Even those times, it's not good advice. It really isn't.
There's a reason that that's a phrase, because you know it's bad. Yeah. You know you're doing a bad thing. There's a reason that phrase is a thing.
When you have to ask for forgiveness for something, you're doing something you shouldn't be
wrong.
Doing. Yeah. Now, to be fair, we do that on the show a lot. Most times, we'll say something like, all right, we'll just say we're sorry later.
Can you say that on the radio? Well, yeah,
you did.
Just did.
We'll just say sorry to Boss Man Bill later on. That's all we can do at this point. That's all we can do.
Now, he's at the point now, he just stares at us and shakes his head.
Yeah. He's just, honestly,
like that 100-mile stare, you know?
I don't even think we're actually broadcasting anymore. I think it's just you and I talking to each other. Come on now.
Dude, your mic's not even plugged in.
It's ridiculous. This is a toy board. This is made out of plastic.
Why did the damn thing break so much?
Baby's first radio show.
All right.
Yeah, good enough. We'll end with Bucks. He had a good one. What sounds like good advice but isn't? Bucks said, just the tip. Hey, just the tip.
Jesus. Good advice.
Just the tip. Come on, just the tip. It's fine.
Sounds dangerous. That's what it sounds like to me. It sounds dangerous.
Now, what's worse, when the guy says it or the gal says it? That's worse.
I don't know.
I never trust the girl that says, hey, just the tip. It'll be fine.
Right.
It'll be fine.
Why?
Wait, what?
What's past just the tip?
Hold on a sec now. If you're okay with that, I don't know. All right. Good enough for me. That's some great advice, folks. We're going to take a break. We got more when we come back. Stick around.